Trash Friday, and it's hour number one. We're kicking things off. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. As always, you can bring up whatever is on your mind. Again, that's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. And last night I said that I had found it. The social contract. We have been told that it exists. We have been told that everyone apparently has agreed to it, I guess, at some point in their past. And I have been looking and looking, and some of the socialists claim it exists, but they never came up with it. Finally, I have found it. And so we are going to share it with you.
Well, even people that claim not to be socialists claim that the social contract exists.
Right, but
we're told in school that it exists.
They claim to be Democrats or Republicans.
Yes, they do.
I don't remember learning that in school personally. I found out about the social contract afterwards when I was doing this radio show. And in essence, the social contract is what? How would you guys define what we at least know of as this social contract?
Well, because we have society the way it is, buildings and roads and all that good stuff, we've traded some things,
mm-hmm.
And those things are certain behavior. For instance, you don't kill and harm other people, you don't steal from them, and apparently you pay your taxes. Everything's certain in life, like death and taxes. The only thing certain in life are death and taxes.
Okay,
and that's part of the social contract. And I'm not sure about the rest of it.
Well, here it is. This coming from freedomainradio.com is where this is. The social contract, apparently it was discovered and written down back in 1989. So it's a relatively recent version of the contract. All right, here it is. It's between an individual and the United States government. Whereas I wish to reside on the North American continent, and whereas the United States government controls the area of the continent on which I wish to reside, and whereas tacit or implied contracts are vague and therefore unenforceable, I agree to the following terms. Section 1. I will surrender a percentage of my property to the government. The actual percentage will be determined by the government and will be subject to change at any time. The amount to be surrendered may be based on my income, the value of my property, the value of my purchases, or any other criteria the government chooses. To aid the government in determining the percentage, I will apply for a government identification number that I will use in all of my major financial transactions. Section 2. Should the government demand it, I'll surrender my liberty for a period of time determined by the government, and typically no shorter than 2 years. During that time, I will serve the government in any way it chooses, including military service, which I may be called upon to sacrifice my life.
When does this happen?
When does what happen?
Well, the period of 2 years, I haven't had to serve the government for 2 years for anything.
No, you may have to serve the government. Anyway, they're just saying that the government take your liberties as whenever they want to. Section 3. I'll limit my behavior as demanded by the government. I will consume only those drugs permitted by the government. I will limit my sexual activities to those permitted by the government. I will forsake religious beliefs that conflict with the government's determination of propriety. More limits may be imposed at any time. Section 4. In consideration for the above, the government will permit me to find employment. Subject to limits, of course, that will be determined by the government. These limits may restrict my choice of career or the wages I may accept. Section 5. This is sounding pretty accurate so far. Section 5. The government will permit me to reside in the area of North America which it controls. Also, the government will permit me to speak freely, subject to the limits determined by the government's Congress and Supreme Court. Section 6. The government will attempt to protect my life and my claim to the property it has allowed me to keep.
That's inaccurate.
What do you mean?
I think that one's inaccurate. I don't think it's going to attempt to protect your life and properties. I think it will attempt to say that it will. I don't think that it will actually attempt to protect your life.
I don't know. There might have been some instances in the past where the government has attempted to save someone.
Oh, no. I don't agree with that or believe that at all. I believe that in the past there have probably been instances where it was beneficial to the government in some other fashion and to do those things.
There could have been a police officer somewhere who saved somebody from something.
That's not the government. That's
an individual.
Officer.
Good point.
Overall, I believe that the only time that the government acts, and the only reason why the government protects individuals, I think on a small basis, like, for example, if there are individual cases where a police force or, you know, a city government acts to protect a few citizens.
Sure.
Because it has to keep up the image that it's
doing something.
That it's doing something. Therefore, it's more profitable for the government to just save a few in order to keep up that image so that they can continue collecting taxes.
Well,
so in other words, their true motivation is not benign in any way. Well, so they're not actually attempting to protect.
There is a caveat on Section 6. The full Section 6 reads, the government will attempt to protect my life and claim and my claim to the property it has allowed me to keep. I agree not to hold the government liable if it fails to protect me or my property. Section 7, the government will offer various services to me. The nature and extent of these services will be determined by the government and are subject to change at any time. Section 8.
And the cost is up to the government as to what they want to charge for these things. I was just having to, I just had to bribe the garbage men today.
You bribed them?
Bribed them, excuse
you
me.
Bribed
I just
them.
Had to bribe
Why
them.
Why did you bribe them?
Well, because I had to throw some big sliding glass doors away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm redoing my house, and I don't want these old, disgusting sliding glass doors in my house.
Of course, they weren't going to pick them up.
No, they're not going to pick those things up. So I went out with $10, and I said, hey, guys, how about $10 to take these things away? They said okay, and then promptly broke them in the street in front of my house. But I don't think they did it on purpose. I mean, they didn't do it like, okay, but they did break them while trying to put them in the truck.
I see.
I also gave them some Diet Cokes and sent them on their merry little way.
This contract makes me Section 8.
Section 8, government will determine whether I may vote for government officials. The influence of my vote will vary inversely with the number of voters, and I understand that it typically will be minuscule. I agree not to hold any elected government officials liable for acting against my best interests or for breaking promises, even if those promises motivated me to vote for them. Section 9, the final section. I agree that government may hold me fully liable if I fail to abide by the above terms. In that event, the government may confiscate any property that I have not previously surrendered to it, and may imprison me for a period of time to be determined by the government. I also agree that the government may alter the terms of this contract at any time. Then there's a line for a signature and a date.
Sounds pretty accurate.
Yeah, it does. But I still don't remember signing it.
No. Don't remember signing this myself.
In fact, I don't.
I don't think I would.
No, I can't imagine anyone who would sign this.
If anyone slid this contract across the table to me, I'd be like, no, thanks.
Seriously, would anybody listening to this show sign a contract like this? Because that's the deal you're getting. That's essentially what you have with this government. 1-800-259-9231.
Actually, I think I'd sign a contract like this. I also frequently I hand out blank checks with my signature on them. And what else do I do? I just shoot myself in the face.
You're a fool.
Yeah. No one in their right mind, or no one even close to being in their right mind, would ever sign this agreement. 1-800-259-9231. But maybe you would, and you can explain to me why it's such a great deal, and I'm just missing. Maybe I'm just missing the boat here. Maybe there's something that is really awesome about this deal that I just don't understand. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Reagan in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Hey, Reagan, what's on your mind?
Well, I'll tell you what's on my mind. I'm getting real I worked in the Twin Towers a long time ago, and I missed them, and I'm getting real tired of people exploiting 9/11, the film, the coins, the families. I'm getting tired of it.
When you say exploiting, what do you mean?
Well, the new Hollywood movie that wants to drag us through all this stuff, all this sorrow all over again. There's now a coin that the government wants you to buy because they say it's from ground zero.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm tired of it. I don't appreciate it one bit. I don't want to go to this movie because I don't want to watch the towers. I love getting blown up all over again.
Mm. Are you talking about the Oliver Stone movie? Is the one that's...
Yeah, I think it's in really bad taste.
Hmm. I wonder how the rest of America will feel about that. Do you think it's going to be a blockbuster? Do you think that most of America is going to go and turn out in droves for this? Or are they going to stay away because they agree with you?
I don't know, but I would hope they'd wake up and get a brain. I'd hope they'd stay away from it and quit being exploited. But some people seem to like this stuff. I'm tired of it. I'm offended by it, and I think it's disgusting.
Well, one thing is for sure, you can always turn off the television or turn off the radio anytime any mentions come up that make you feel uncomfortable. Reagan, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you.
That's funny. Had we brought up 9/11?
Not at all.
Oh, that's
you just wanted to vent. That's all. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and, like Reagan did, bring up whatever you want. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool this summer with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient cooling system can keep your family comfortable all summer long and may help you save money on high energy costs. You and your family can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you've come to expect for over 100 years. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. Offer ends August 26, 06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Keep cool with the new air conditioning system from Sears. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. That's 1-800-269-1400.
United States Pharmacopoeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by nature, products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Your show, you take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything there totally free. We've got the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. Over 750 unique pages created by, well, you, the listeners. In fact, you can go there and modify virtually anything that you see on the wiki, but then again, so can everyone else. So check it out, and you see what I mean. Wiki.freetalklive.com, lots of information there, all created by you. And you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. We are going to a special guest that we have, that Johnson, you set this up.
Mm-hmm.
His name is SinQ, and he's calling in from California. SinQ, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey,
doing all right.
Doing great. Now, Johnson, why don't you do a little bit of a recap here? Why is it that we've invited SinQ on the show tonight?
Well, I was actually just kind of zooming around the internet, and I happened upon, I was looking at an anti-terrorism video on YouTube. And it was just some coverage of, I believe, what was going on over in Iraq. And I happened upon a video about counter-racism. And that's how I happened upon SinQ, your profile. And I started watching many of your videos, and I really liked the message that you are putting forth and putting out there. And I'd like to ask you, what is counter-racism, and what is a counter-racist?
Okay, well, first, I guess before I can get into what counter-racism is, I'd have to give you a definition of what myself and the other counter-racists that think the same way I do, we have to give you a definition of what we think racism is.
Okay.
Okay, and for that, all of our information is based on a book called The United Independent Compensatory Code System Concept, which is a book for victims of racism.
Hmm.
And our definition of racism is a scientific practice of unjust subjugation, misuse, and or abuse of persons classified as non-white by persons classified as white on the basis of color or non-color and or on the basis of factors associated with color or non-color.
So you have to be white to be a racist?
That is correct.
Hmm.
But you don't. Basically, all racists are white, but all white people are not racist.
I'm confused. Are you saying it's not possible for a black or Hispanic individual to be a racist?
Not really. No,
why,
it's not.
Why is that?
What is seen as racism from a non-white person is a crude form of counter-racism.
Okay.
Well, what if it's, for example, you know, a person of African-American descent being racist against an Asian or Hispanic. I've seen that happen.
Okay. Well, now, with that there, what you're looking at is a divisionary process that was set up by the white supremacists.
I don't understand.
Okay. Let's see. Basically,
my question is, how is it that a white supremacist could possibly have set up anything with in regards to Asians hating Hispanics?
Well, I'll explain that to you.
Okay.
First off, we have to get off of the current idea of what a white supremacist is.
Okay.
Okay. Because the current idea of what a white supremacist is like a Nazi or a Ku Klux Klanman or so-called skinhead or what have you.
All right. Gotcha.
Okay. But the system of white supremacy was set up long ago, way before those types of people ever came out on the scene. And I would say that those types of people are more or less groups that are created as a diversion away from the true system.
Okay.
And this system is more or less like a code. It's not like some kind of conspiracy theory where, you know, where we have a handful of people in one place that say, oh, we're the white supremacists and we have world domination. This is a code or system that has been created over the centuries.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to go back. I, through my own research, I haven't pinpointed exactly where it started at, but it started somewhere between the 15th and 16th centuries is when it started. Because
so
any time before that, historically, people did not classify themselves as white or as non-white people.
I see. And so what got this started? You're saying it's something that began, and then over a period of hundreds and hundreds of years, just this racism became institutionalized, basically?
That's correct. And the whole world is based on a system where you have people who are treated a specific way based on being either white or non-white.
Well, so, and how does the I don't know what you call it, but, you know, discriminatory behavior between different non-whites. How does that get classified in here? You just don't use the term racist to describe that?
No, because what it is it's based off of information that is given to us by the white supremacists. A non-white, let's say a black person discriminating against an Asian, like what you said before.
Okay.
A black person discriminating against the Asian is basically based on the information that the stereotypical information that has been passed on to them, like either through the television or through, you know.
I don't know if that holds true when you talk about, for instance, real Asia, not North America, but Asia versus, say, the Middle East. I mean, there are groups of people that hate one another. For whatever reason, they hate one another, and they have never been influenced by white television or white media of any sort. And would you acknowledge that that's the case?
I would acknowledge that, but I will not acknowledge that that hate is based on the color of their skin. It's based on a division. It's like, for instance, the situation in Rwanda,
mm-hmm.
where you had blacks or Africans fighting against Africans, the Tutus and the Hutus,
okay.
or whatever you call them. That was a situation that was started by the Belgians, the people from Belgium. They actually set up a system whereby they put one tribe on top and the other tribe on the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's no doubt
and the way they... I'm sorry?
I was just going to say, there's no doubt that there certainly has been manipulation of tribes and interest groups, and people have certainly, governments and that sort of thing, have pit interest groups against one another.
And all of that has been done by the white supremacists.
Now, you said that the reason that, you know, say a black man in America hates an Asian man in America was because of information that they've been given, you know, through authority, by the white supremacists. Now, isn't the information that, say, like what I imagine a white supremacist to be like, isn't the information that he gets also given from, you know, the same white supremacist authority?
But that's the white supremacist that is the one that basically has no power. That's the one that they want everybody to focus on, so that you don't focus on the total system.
Right, you're saying that the kooky Nazi whack jobs are the ones that really don't have any power, but everybody focuses on them, when in fact the real problem is the system itself. I do want to explore this a little bit more, plus we still have yet to get a definition of what counter-racism is. I think we're building towards that, so hang on. We're going to come back to more with SinQ. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's 1 in 4 adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Did you know you have been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have better than a 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration and credit repair and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. It's really quite easy. Go to 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841. You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
As always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free, including the archives. An entire year's worth of the show awaits you at freetalklive.com. Right there on the front page. There's no logging in, no membership fee, no hoops to jump through. You just go and get them for free at freetalklive.com. Back to SinQ in California. SinQ, you were explaining to us, as I understand it, that there's essentially two different kinds of white supremacists in the world. There's the ones that are loud about it, the neo-Nazis, the twins, the Prussian blue twins that are out singing songs about it.
Ku Klux Klan?
Ku Klux Klan, all these people. And then there's the sort of institutionalized white supremacy. Am I understanding you correctly?
It's correct.
All right.
Let me see. There's a concept that you brought up about, what is racism? And I want to see if I'm kind of understanding this correctly. One thing that you said is that only true racism can come from an individual who is Caucasian. And what I think I'm understanding about this, because I've met some very strict racists in my time, and I think what I understand about what you're saying is, for example, when a white person hates a black person, it's racism. But when a black person hates a white person, it would be discrimination, because it's hate because of belief, as opposed to hate simply because of the color of the skin. It's hate because of hate on a philosophy or on a belief system, as opposed to strictly just being hatred towards the color of a skin. Do I have that correct?
Well, sort of. Yes. It's more or less actually a reaction. It's a reaction to what has already happened, because non-white people in this world, all over the world, have been subjugated by white people. and I won't say white people specifically, but for more or less by white supremacists. I mean, if you take a look at any geography book that can give you like a sort of profile on a country,
mm-hmm.
and if that country is predominantly non-white country, if you look at their official language, it's usually a white language.
Mm.
And that, go ahead.
Wouldn't you say that the hate is bad one way or the other, whether you hate a white person for being white or a black person for being black? And doesn't it sort of take the responsibility for one's hate away from the person of color that might be having this particular hate by saying, oh, you don't have real, you really aren't a racist. You're reacting to other people's racism. I mean, doesn't that take away their power and say they don't even have the ability to be a racist?
No. I don't agree with that.
Well,
I don't think so.
Do you think that it's wrong to hate white people for
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's wrong to hate, period.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. It's wrong to hate, period. There's no reason to hate.
One of the videos that you did that I found very kind of illuminating was your explanation of the differences between racism and discrimination. Discrimination being things like anti-homosexuality or anti-Semitism.
Right.
Could you give us a little bit of that or describe, you know, the differences between racism and discrimination?
Well, see, again, as far as I'm concerned, this comes from the confusion that the real white supremacists are trying to put out today is by throwing a whole bunch of things together and trying to make it seem like it all means the same thing. And discrimination, basically what I'm saying is there's people that are calling if you talk out against the country of Israel, for instance, if
mm-hmm.
you speak out against Israel for some of the actions that they do, then all of a sudden you are called a racist. People say you're racist because you're discriminating against Jews. You're an anti-Semite. And the thing that I was trying to say was there is a difference. You because when you're a racist, you're the root word to racism is race. Okay, so it's based on your race. It's based on your appearance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and
yeah,
being Jewish is a religion. It's not a race.
Well, it's sort of an ethnicity at the same time. I mean, you know, you can be born
well,
Jewish.
And ethnicity is another one of those confusing words. That's
mm-hmm.
another word that is it doesn't make it simple. And the thing is, as a part of being a counter-racist, You want to try to break down everything and make it as simple as possible. There are certain words that are used to be to confuse us. Like for instance, Semite. Okay, if you say you're anti-Semite, then that means you're supposed to be against Semites or people who are of a Semitic race.
Okay,
right.
Which includes
okay, but
Arabs,
if you look up Semite in the dictionary, the Semite says people who speak Semitic languages, and that is not just Jews. That is Arabs. That is Persians. That is
anybody from the Middle East.
Now, Mark, you said that Jews are an ethnicity, but now how does that describe me? Like I'm an atheist now, but what if I wanted to become a Jew next week? I couldn't do it because I'm not ethnic enough for it. I mean,
no. That's the thing. That's the thing that I'm saying. I don't consider it to be an ethnicity.
I don't even know what ethnicity means. Mark, can you describe what that means exactly?
Well, it's sort of like it's like a subcategory of race.
Well, you're thinking of like for example, a Sephardic Jew or a non-Sephardic Jew or Ashkenazi. There are different what they call ethnicities of the Jewish religion, I guess, the people who are born in Israel and who come over here,
it's a confusing word,
right? People who hate Jewish people, are they hate the religion.
And right. They don't hate people because they have big noses or anything like that, right?
I don't think so.
I think they distrust them.
Yeah, but you actually have people, like, for instance, that video that you were talking about, that was a response that I made because there were some people who were telling me that I was a racist because of some things that I said about Israel. And they were saying that I was anti-Semitic. And I'm telling them that you cannot be anti-Semitic because if I'm anti-Semitic, then that means I have to be anti-Arab, I have to be anti-Persian, I have to be all of these different things if I'm putting down a country.
That makes sense.
Okay? And so
in the Middle East conflict,
using words like ethnicity or anti-Semite are words that I say are words that are put out there to confuse us. Even using the word discrimination. Those are words to confuse us, to get us off of the real subject.
And what is the real subject?
The real subject is race, no matter what. See, if I tell you about the real white supremacist does not let themselves be known. That person is the one who's running the radio station, who's running the television station, who's running they're producing the movies.
They're also in power in government as well, and I got to agree with you that there are a lot of people, quiet racists out there. And I want to find out, because we'd started this whole conversation with one question.
What is counter-racism?
Right, I'm not sure if it's been answered quite yet.
Okay, well, counter-racism basically is any thought, speech, or action that... I'll read the definition.
All right, you're going to actually have to hang on.
Speech,
we're going to come back. Thank you. Hang on. Because I want to give you a little bit more time on that. 1-800-259-9231. If you're a little confused and maybe you've got a question for SinQ, we'll take your calls. 800-259-9231. We'll come back and find out what counter-racism exactly is. Because it's a new term for me. This is your show. You can take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycocide NS.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil.
Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com, and we want you to go shopping with us in our store. It's just opened as of 3 days ago, actually. Johnson, you are in charge of the entire operation, so he'll be providing you with all your customer service needs and all of that good stuff.
I think of that song from, like, the Looney Tunes, you know, with the, where the factory's going. You know, the it's got that, like, din, 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 din.
Oh, yes, that song. Yes, I do recall that song. And so if you want to shop with Free Talk Live, we've got shirts, we've got hats. What else do we have? We got a flag.
We've got a flag. We've got a
DVD
bowling
set.
Shirt, DVD set.
Yeah,
bumper,
so
stickers.
Bumper stickers. But those are actually free, and you can read about how you can get a free bumper sticker at store.freetalklive.com. That, again, is store.freetalklive.com. We're going back to SinQ. He's on the line from California, and we're kind of getting a bit of a different perspective on things. One of the things I think is the most interesting, at least so far, is we've heard the word anti-Semite being thrown around all over the place.
Especially with Mel Gibson in the news right now.
Yeah, especially with Mel Gibson in the news. And as you pointed out, SinQ, Semite actually refers to people that speak Semitic languages, and that includes Jews and Arabs and different people in the Middle East.
So, for example, if somebody were really an anti-Semite, they would hate people. They would hate, for example, the Middle East conflict right now, they would hate the Shiites, they would hate the Hezbollah, they would hate the Israelis, you know, the Israelis, you know, and the Jewish Israelis. They'd hate them all equally, because that's what people of Semitic descent are. They'd hate Persians, too.
So it's just a huge mistake, a huge language error, basically.
Well, and what I think SinQ is saying is that this is something that has been historically put out by white supremacists in order to confuse the issues.
Is that right, SinQ? Are we pretty much on target so far?
Yeah, you're pretty much on target.
All right, good to know. Now,
yeah.
The first question we'd asked, and we want to get an answer at this point, I think, is what is a counter-racist? What is counter-racism?
Okay, counter-racism is basically any speech and or action that helps to eliminate racism, white supremacy. Any speech and or action that helps to promote justice and correctness. So essentially, while we're communicating right now on the radio and having this discussion, we are practicing counter-racism.
Understood. So there's nothing violent about it, there's nothing hateful about it, it's just fighting the system that has been put in place.
Exactly. And basically, if every individual, white and non-white, could start recognizing some of the truths of racism, then they can work to counter it, and eventually it will be eliminated.
Do you have any specific suggestions as to what it is that those of us, because I personally can't stand racists, to what we can do to eliminate this?
Well, yes. The thing is that, the real white supremacists, they're not going to be out in the open. Mm-hmm. They're only going to reveal themselves to another person that's classified as white. So what a person who's classified as white can do is try to convince that person in whatever ways that they can that what they're doing is wrong, and you know, look at ways to sit down and come up with solutions for a better way, I guess, to run.
I'd like to suggest a possible solution. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the libertarian movement.
Yes.
Okay, so you are aware of what it's about?
I've heard of it. What is it about?
Essentially, we're a group of on the show. We are libertarians. We believe that you and everybody else should be free to live their lives as long however they want, so long as they don't harm anyone else. And when you take that to its logical extension, you apply it to the world we live in. Essentially, one of the reasons why non-whites are essentially oppressed, at least in America, is because we have a system in place, and I think you would agree with this, the system that has been built up over decades, over a couple of hundred years.
It's not force.
That allows the government the government has become so large and so powerful that those who are in charge of it, and many of them may actually be racists, are able to set policy to favor certain groups of people over others.
Absolutely.
So what we want to do as libertarians is get government out of people's lives. Because one of the other things that we see government do is it turns people against one another. Not just white and black, but also Christians and atheists, and homosexuals and Christians. And there's all kinds of different interest groups in America that are fighting over control of this violent agency known as the government. Because that's all government is. It's an agency of coercive force. They're the agency with a monopoly on coercive force in America and every other country around the world with a government. And so what we want to do is get that government out of people's lives. That way everybody will have the freedom to go after what it is that they want in life without having to be concerned about some racist who's in a position of power, which is, you know, it's okay if a racist owns a radio station, then he can only influence people. But when a racist gets into government, then he can use force to get his way on others, and that's the real problem.
I can agree with that.
Great. I think Johnson
had agree with that, but
John, yes, sir.
As far as I'm concerned about the racists, is that there's so many of them. The only way to get to them would be through another white person.
That much is true. Well, what I'm saying is, if we get government small, if we reduce the size of the government, reduce its influence and its authority and power, then it doesn't matter how many of them there are, because they won't be able to control any of us. Johnson, you had a question for Sinq.
Currently, the government solution to trying to end racism has been affirmative action. And, at least in my opinion, it's been a miserable failure. What sorts of strategies, what sorts of, ideas, I just kind of want to brainstorm, and see, do you think freedom can end racism? Are there things that we can do as far as education, as far as communication?
Do you think affirmative action's been successful?
No. No, I don't.
What do you think about reparations?
Reparations, I think, would be compensation. See, that's the thing about, everything has to have a compensation, and injustice was committed in regards to reparations through slavery. And so in order for it to be recognized as an injustice, there has to be justice. And so to make justice, you have to give compensation.
Now,
reparations is compensation. I can't say that I would agree with the government just cutting some checks for a whole bunch of descendants of slaves and saying, here you go. I don't see it as being that. I would think it should be in the form of education, or economics. Maybe some kind of training or something just to be able to.
So this sort of scholarship that you'd be talking about here. My best friend is, his name's Julian, and he's half white and half black or thereabouts. He's a mulatto man with freckles. How much would he get, half the reparations? or would he get the whole thing?
Well, see, that's a detail that would have to be worked out. I have no idea. If he's half African American, then I wouldn't say give him half of whatever it is. I would say give it to him.
Okay. Now, I have another friend who he's actually on the show here. His name's Torgo, and he's 2.5% black. He took a genetic test and found out, to his surprise, that he's a very, very, very little bit black. Mm-hmm. He certainly doesn't look it to me, but you know, maybe that's where his curly hair comes from. I don't know.
Okay.
Does he get some?
Again, I would say the same thing. If he's suffering, are there any disadvantages that he suffers from in under the system of white supremacy because he is black or because he looks black?
I would think not.
You would think not. Well, if there are some, then I would say then reparations would be in need. Because
all right. I want to address just the issue of reparations in general, because what we were just talking about is getting the government out of people's lives, Sin Q. Now, when you're asking for reparations, it's got to come from somewhere.
Right.
Whether it's money or education or whatever it is you're looking for, somebody's going to have to pay for it.
Right.
And unfortunately, I think you're going to have a problem, and the problem is the government. When you're looking for a solution in life, to a perceived problem, the government is never going to be that solution. No matter who's in charge, it doesn't matter if it's Republicans or Democrats or who it is that's in charge, you're never going to get what you want. And if you do happen to get what you want, it's been taken from others by force. And that's I don't agree with using force on other people. Do you?
No, I don't.
Right.
I don't agree with using force on other people, which is the reason why I'm for reparations. Because people were forced into slavery.
Thank you. I wish we had more time, but we are done for this hour, and I really appreciate having you on the show. And I would really invite you to take a closer look into the libertarian movement, because I think you're going to find a lot of things in there that you're going to agree with, and it will show you why it is that it's wrong to use force on others, and how whenever you're asking the government to do something, you're inevitably using force on other people. Thank you for your time tonight. We're going into hour number two. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD.
Books.
Music.
Instruments.
Periodicals.
Computers.
Software.
Electronics.
Photos.
Cell phones.
Office products.
Home and garden.
Bed and bath.
Furniture.
Kitchen.
Pet supplies.
Automotive.
Hardware.
Apparel.
Shoes.
Jewelry.
Grocery.
Healthcare.
Sports and outdoors.
Toys.
Games.
Used and more.
It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you...